This new form of dramatic entertainment demanded a proper setting, and soon every Greek city owned a theatre, cut out of the rock of a nearby hill. The spectators sat upon wooden benches and faced a wide circle, our present orchestra, where you pay $3.30 for a seat. Upon this half-circle, which was the stage, the actors and the chorus took their stand. Behind them there was a tent where they made up with large clay masks which hid their faces and which showed the spectators whether the actors were supposed to be happy and smiling or unhappy and weeping. The Greek word for tent is skene, and that is the reason why we talk of the scenery of the stage. When once the tragedy had become part of Greek life, the people took it very seriously, and never went to the theatre to give their minds a vacation. A new play became as important an event as an election, and a successful playwright was received with greater honours than those bestowed upon a general, who had just returned from a famous victory.